Now it's my very great pleasure to welcome Warwick Broadhurst. Welcome, Warwick.
Hello, hello. My name's Broadhead.
Oh, my apologies.
That's right, I get broad everything. But Broadhead is what it is.
Yes, I wasn't reading my notes. I was going off my very poor memory.
Yeah,
so right. Welcome, Warwick.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a long history in the theatre and well known for that, but
yes.
Possibly less well known for what you're going to talk about today, and that is spinning and weaving and felting.
Yes.
Right. How did you get involved in that?
I come forward. Is that better?
That's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I arrived on the island, I went to Op Shop. I got a vest, a handmade vest, beautifully made with a grey natural wool and lots of holes in it. And because of theatre work, I've done a lot of making of costumes and repairs and things like that, so I was going to repair it. And then I went to the spinners and weavers to see if they had any wool that I could repair it with. And they did, and while I was there, one of them, Hilary Kerrid, was making a pair of socks, fantastic pair of socks. I saw those, I said, I want to make some of those. And another woman who's not alive now, Elva, said, you can make those, but you have to spin the wool and dye it yourself. I said, right, you're on. So I joined up, and I've been in it over 3 years now, and very marvellous, I love it.
Mm. Wow, that was quite a challenge.
It was very challenging. Took me a year to make those socks, but they're fantastic. I've actually got a pair of socks on made by Hilary.
Oh, herself. Wow. Oh, wow. Pretty we don't have television. Yeah, absolutely.
But they're sort of maroon. They're all, that's llama wool from a llama on the island.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Be nice and warm.
They're fantastic, this kind of weather.
Yeah. Yes, so did you find it difficult to learn how to spin and weave? There's quite an art to it, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And
although
I'm still learning to spin.
I suppose your theatrical background would help, because timing is everything with the spinning and the weaving, I would think, isn't it? You get into a rhythm and a time.
Well, I'd love it to be, but I don't know if it has helped.
Oh.
But I'm finding spinning very challenging, and I'm still learning that.
Right.
Yeah, learning it, but and I am learning it, you know, and in terms of I can see progress. Yeah.
Right. And did that take you on to felting, or
no,
had you done felting before that?
No, I haven't done any felting.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I have done a little bit, I should say. That's wrong. I've made a pair of slippers, but before I met that group, yeah.
So
But there are women in the club is varied in what people want to do in it. So some, and I'm the only man in the club, but there has been other men in it, but at the moment, yeah.
I've heard about somebody going to make a yurt.
That was me.
Uh-huh. Are you going to do that?
No, I dropped that idea.
Oh, bother. Mm.
But I did weave a rug as twice the size of this room.
Right. Wow.
So that's that also took me over a year, and all donated wool.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was doing that, people gave me wool, and they gave me fleeces. So I had many fleeces, more than I needed, and that was the idea of making the yurt. But since then, the rug is used. It's in my room. It's in my house at the moment.
Right.
And the yurt I could see sitting under the house, not doing nothing.
Be a major undertaking, wouldn't it?
It would be, yeah.
Yes, it's a nice idea. It'd be nice and warm.
Yeah, they're beautiful things, too. And they're things of beauty.
And weatherproof?
Yes. Oh, come closer.
And
you can tell me. Oh, no, but they can't see that. What's happening is Jan's motioning with her hand to come forward. I'm just and then I go and say, come closer, but that's why I'm doing that.
That's better. Yeah, that's so we can all hear you.
Yes, that's right. Is that better?
That's wonderful. Have you...
I have to say, Jan, that, you know, I'm catching the ferry to go to a film festival movie.
Right. We will...
I'm sorry, I'm late.
I'll apologize
to all your readers, listeners, readers, read this.
Have you done anything with alpaca wool?
I haven't, no.
That's a new challenge.
Yes, that's a new
challenge. So when did the spinners and weavers meet?
We meet on Monday mornings.
At Catherine Mitchell. Right.
Yeah.
Right, what time?
Between 9:30 and 10:00, people arrive, and they tend to leave between 12 and 1.
Okay, so if anybody's interested, they can bowl up there on a Monday.
Yes, they can.
10 to 12 for the spinners and weavers group.
And if you've got no idea how to do it, someone will be happy to show you.
Well, that's pretty much what you did, isn't it?
Yes, it's not officially a class, but there's usually someone who is willing to
Right.
And it's a lively group, and I really love it, and I've got friends there, and those people feel like they are friends to me, and mm-hmm. being very supportive in the things I've done.
That's yeah. great.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
we look forward to perhaps talking to you next year about the progress you've made.
Yeah.
And you never know, you might have got round to that yet.
I may have got round to that yet. And just in terms of the club, if someone has forgotten, you can go to the Catherine Mitchin Centre, and on the door is pasted the different presidents of the different clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So you could ring Cheryl, who's president of our Spinners and Weavers Club.
Brilliant.
And get details from her.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Warwick.
Thank
and
you, Jan.
Enjoy the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
The film festival.
Thank you. It's okay. Not about spinning movies, it's about horses.
Oh, okay.
It's about a horse whisperer.
Ah, right. Now, horse hair might be worth weaving, or spinning would be a bit difficult, I suppose.
I hadn't considered that.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Jan.
Thanks very much.
Goodbye now.
Bye-bye. We've been talking to Warwick Broadhead about spinning and weaving. And if you're interested in spinning and weaving, make your way down to the Catherine Mitchell Society on a Monday morning between 10 and noon, and they'll welcome you with open arms. And you can get involved like Warwick did quite unexpectedly in spinning and weaving, and even make your own floor rug or yurt.